4. The next morning, dressed in jeans and a black t-shirt she'd hastily packed the day before, Jin decided to walk into town for breakfast. From the house to the intersection of State and Elm, where Veterans Park was bounded on three sides by the carcass of the old downtown, was a lovely tree-lined walk of less than half a mile. The worst of Trumbull's disgrace was to the east of town, a grid of run-down buildings and shuttered shops in the shadow of the old cola processing plant. A modest renaissance, championed by her mother, had taken tenuous hold downtown. Last time Jin had been here, a little organic cafe had appeared where the coffee shop used to be, and Jin headed for it, hoping to get some decent coffee. She was waiting for one of the town's three stoplights to change, when the truck pulled up in front of her. Big and hulking and exactly the same shade of green it had been 20 years ago, the old Ford was like a stone tossed from the shore of her past, landing with a resounding splash. And there was Jake at the wheel. He did a double take that might have been comical under other circumstances, old friends meeting by chance. But they weren't old friends, exactly. They had been so much more, until they were nothing. Jake. Fury welled up inside her, hurt so powerful it had a taste like rust in her mouth. As for Jake, his expression darkened even as he flashed a thin smile, then passed by her to park. She walked toward the truck as Jake climbed out, fixing what she hoped was a neutral expression on her face, while the old engine popped and banged. They looked at each other uneasily. "Hello, Jake." He reached for her hand, pressing her fingers between his large, calloused palms. She jerked her hand back after a second.
"You got in last night?"
he asked. "Yes, Mom and Dad stayed up."
"They must be. I'm glad you're back here, for them."
His voice was steady, with no trace of the bitter barbs that had once landed between them. He had retained the wholesome good looks from his high school years, but maturity had brought a kind of hardness to his features, a few lines to his sun-burnished skin. Same straight black, thick brown hair, a few strands of silver at the temples. She hadn't been prepared for the emotional impact of seeing him again. Madeline had slipped in illusions.